I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
40 minutes from now, whatever, Nick Turturro. Now, he is obviously an actor. A lot of stuff with Spike Lee. He's got something new with Spike. I'm a little worried about Nick here because, I mean, I'm always worried about Nick because when he's in his usual incensed, deranged Nick Turturro state, I worry about the guy's health. I mean, he reacts to some of these Yankee losses. I don't mean playoff losses. He reacts to losses in May like it's the end of the world. I mean, dropping F-bombs and veins popping and absolutely out of his mind. And I like him, right? But now he's kind of morphed into this, like the complete antithesis of crazed Nick. He's now like docile Nick. And I see him on his couch and he's very, very different delivery, kind of monotone, almost accepting of what appears maybe the Yankee fate in his eyes. And we'll try to wake him up a little bit. Nick's going to join me coming up next hour. Hoff, I know you had something on the Mets. What was this about?
I don't even know why it's a thing. And this is kind of bothersome that this was even asked. John Heyman and Joel Sherman, and they do their thing, so I'm not going to knock them at all. But they did have David Stearns on.
And they do a good job with the pod.
Yeah, and they had him on a podcast. And the headline is that David Stearns has announced that Carlos Mendoza will be returning next season as head manager of the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was ever really a question?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you click on it?
No.
Well, did you read it?
I read it. I didn't click on the article.
You could tell what it was without reading it?
Well, no, that's the headline. That's what they put.
Then that's a bad job by them. They've got to hide that a little bit to make sure that you do click on it.
Well, no. I think in my... For most people, I think you'll see that Carlos Mendoza is returning. Oh, why is he returning? What did David Stern say about Carlos Mendoza?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he returning? Then click. Me, I'm going to not take that bait.
You just weren't curious enough.
Well, why was he ever in question of being fired?
No, I don't know that he was. I don't think he's had a really good season. But they
asked him if he's returning.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, if he's not being... you said he's not never really being thought of being fired. Mm-hmm. But they're asking if he's returning. Like, that's in doubt that he's not coming back this year?
No, I don't think that it's necessarily in doubt, but I don't think they're out of bounds for asking the question. You get the GM of the Mets on there. You want to have a State of the Mets conversation. Now, I don't know, how was it framed? Like, hey, if, you know, you guys don't make the playoffs, or if it's a quick bounce from the playoffs, is, you know, Mendy assured to come back? I would kind of like to know that, because to me that would be the better way to... That's how I would frame it if we had Stearns on, but... I don't know. I mean, Mendoza, many times I've gotten on the air and said, I don't know what he was thinking with some of those decisions. Now, I don't think he's had a very good year. Now, last year was very good. This year has been a little spotty. And now he's got a chance to change spotty to better. He's maybe stabilizes it. And either way, like, even if he had a bad year, which he's not having a bad year, last year was just better. But if he had a bad year, unless it was just bad in the clubhouse, which it's not, I would be of the mindset, if I'm Stearns and if I'm Cohen, year one, really good. Again, if year two was really bad, it's not. But if it was, I would use year three as that determining factor, meaning I would bring him back pretty much no matter what. So philosophically, I'm with you, but you make it seem like it's a bad question. I don't think it's a bad question.
It's an awful question.
Why?
Because here's the difference. Like, when Buck got fired after year two, right, they won 101 games, and then they missed the playoffs completely. And the locker room felt like it was very off. I mean, legitimately,
it was the pitchers, yeah.
Everyone was talking about a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Carlos Mendoza took a team last year who was, the first 2 months of the season, was completely dead,
yep.
And they went to the NLCS. They didn't lose in the wild card game. They went to the NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
Game six of the NLCS versus the Dodgers, who won the World Series. And then this year, they're still in the playoffs. I understand you could sit there, and I totally agree with you, that he's mismanaged the pitching all season long.
Yep.
Bullpen use, starting pitching, all that stuff. I get it. Even pinch hitters. Base runners with Starling Marte, because he doesn't run fast. He runs like Giancarlo
Stanton.
When
he got thrown out at the plate. Yep.
He runs like Giancarlo Stanton, but
he doesn't look like
Adonis.
Stop, dude.
No.
Faster than that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
is. No. I'm
not even close.
Okay, so before you continue, I'm unfortunately going to have to give you stats. His sprint rate.
Sprint speed.
His sprint speed.
Look at Hoffy joining the statistical party.
Dude, his sprint speed is so low on the charts. It's not even funny. It's like in the 20s where like Tyrone Taylor's like 90. It's not even close. He is not fast. He runs around.
No, I said that I said he should have been pinch run for that night, but Stanton's in the 3 percentile. Marte's in the 20 something.
I don't know. Is he really 3%?
Yeah, no, he absolutely 100%.
Dude, he had a double the other day.
I know he's not that fast.
I surprised he got to second base. He got there.
Yeah,
he surprised me. He got quicker.
But the bottom line is, you don't think Mendy's had a great year. Neither do I. But not fireable, no matter what. I'm with you.
So that's why I agree. That's why it's a. I don't want to say it's a troll question, but for Heyman and Sherman, and the response from Stern.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Specifically, the quote is, oh, yeah, Mendy's doing a great job. I think he's the right person for the job. So, and then they put that out there that he's coming back next season. So I don't know where that quote is. But the point is that you're making it sound like Carlos Mendoza's job is on the line, which is nowhere close because he's done nothing with this team that's been egregious to make him lose a job.
I agree with you. Why don't you call a permanent Sherman and Heyman and call and yell at them?
I'm just going to text them.
I agree with you.
I'm just going to text them. That's all. But again, like, dude, the headline. Come on, dude. You can't.
It's a headline. You've been in the business 30 years. You don't understand the headline by now.
Oh, I understand it. But I mean, the fact
that. You just take issue with it.
Well, 100%. Dude, that's. Okay. Boone has been here for how long? Cashman's been here for how long?
Too long with Cashman.
And you've been saying for how long that they need to change?
At least 5 years with Cashman.
So if you were to, say, be on a phone call with Hal Steinbrenner, and you brought that question up, very justifiably.
Inbounds.
100%.
No, I get you.
I don't think in a year and a half with Carlos Mendoza, who is an up-and-comer manager, who's done a brilliant job with his team, you're going to ask that question?
I agree with you.
I'm sorry.
I really do.
Heyman and Sherman, poor job by you guys.
Okay. I get it. I mean, I don't really disagree with you. The only thing that I do disagree, and I guess it's really the essence of your complaint, so maybe I completely disagree, even though we're on the same page when we talk about Mendoza, I don't think it's an irresponsible, and I know why you would say, I'm not trying to play both sides. I know what you mean. Like, really good year one, they're going to be a playoff team, 90% this year. Like, what the hell are we even asking the question for, dude? I get that, but because they played so poor for months, I don't think it's a below board question. But hold on. Yeah. I would like to hear how it was framed. I think the way, if it was framed with a lot of good, is there anything, like, I would need to hear the way they asked it for me to get on them a little bit more. I don't have an issue with them asking right now.
But my question to you is this, BT.
Yeah.
If in a year and a half of a new manager, first-time manager, takes a team to the NLCS, gets to where he is, where they are right now, and you think that that's even, like, a debatable thing, like, what are we doing here as fans and as, like, media, that we're sitting here and have to ask that question? It's not even 2 years. If we don't have patience for 2 years with the manager, what is it, every year now we got a different coach, different manager? That's unacceptable too. That's why you don't have any sustainability. That's what we've been looking for with the Giants and Jets forever. That's what the Yankees have with Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, is sustained success. Why? You may not like what they do, but they get you to the playoffs every single year. If in 2 years we have to bring up, are you sure that Carlos Mendoza is the guy for the job?
Yeah.
He's only got you to the NLCS last year, and this year you're still in the wild card race. Is this good enough? If I understand I want to win as a Met fan, but my God, you gotta to ask that question from Carlos Mendoza, who's done a hell of a job with a team that was dead last year, and you're gonna contemplate, is he really the man for the job? I don't care how you word it. That's basically what you're saying. You, my friends, are just clickbaiting. It's ridiculous.
I respect the take and Sherman. I respect it.
And I'll text them that, too.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Then let them know how you feel. I respect that take. Honestly, that's... finally have a sensible one from that. It's a real sensible...
It's 4 years. It's 4 years, but I finally got one.
It's a statement. it's kind of a referendum on what we do. Like, it's a good take. It's a smart take. You know, we want to jump into this, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, get rid of this. And it's really often out of bounds and too early. Like, to me, the only way it should be, like, one and done, and forget about Mendy for a moment, but, like, one and done, or even, you know, have the real conversation during year two, is if it is just, if it's just broken in the clubhouse and he's a poor communicator and you got guys with guaranteed contracts who just stop playing for him, then it's untenable. Then you got to do something. I don't think that's the case with Mendy at all. Now, Mendy, of course, should be back next year. Like, even if, honestly, even if the Mets finish two games behind the Reds, which they won't, and didn't make the playoffs, I would still say that Mendoza should get a third year. He's earned that. There's no question about that. I do agree. I do. I would say this, though, and maybe you see this part a little differently. I'm not sure he's the next level guy. I have no problem saying that. But I know that Mendoza's floor is absolutely, it's solid. It's solid. And there's also something to be said for making mistakes, which he's absolute, and he's made myriad mistakes this year. Bullpen stuff. Again, if this was like the 90s, we would talk about this more. But sports radio has kind of changed. We don't really get into a little bit here and there. He's made a lot of mistakes this year. But he's also found a way to get his team alive when they were dead. So I don't know if he's the next level guy. Could be. But I know that he's certainly solid. And I don't think it's disrespectful or out of bounds like Hoff does. But I get it. I hear what he's saying. It's fair.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.